Kumlen Lablak Gemara. We are up to Davol on the base, on the very bottom of the page. Hanu Beit Rei. There were these two people. David died, that were living next to each other, on top of each other. Chad Havid died, Eloi. One guy lived above. Chad Havid died, Tatoi. One guy lived below. It but Tatoi. Two separate owners. What happened was that the floor. We had Rashi throughout Bob Metzia that usually the little question then how do you generally have two people partnering? So father, you know, died and left behind Yerusha. It doesn't have to be that way. So that's how Rashi says here as well. But that's how Rashi always says. It said it, but that what happened was that the wall below sunk. So now the guy downstairs can no longer live in his quarters. Yeah, Amalei. So he says, "Tatoi loy." The guy downstairs says, "Guy upstairs." The guy upstairs is still perfectly comfortable. He's a little bit lower. That's all. Tov and if now you come with me, let's rebuild this whole place. Amalei, I know Shapik could die. You know, I'm happy where I'm living upstairs. I don't have to do anything. I'm not responsible for what happened to you downstairs. So, your problem. So the guy downstairs says, Ivanya, let me demolish the entire building. I'll rebuild it. No, I'm for gratis. I'm going to give you a new upstairs. But let me demolish the whole building. While you're rebuilding, where am I supposed to live? I have nowhere to live. I will hire you. I'll rent you another apartment as well. That's too big of a bother. So I'm not in the mood of moving out. You are not letting me live because your upstairs has sunk down. So the guy upstairs says, what do you mean? Crawl on your stomach and get into the house. What happened? The wall sunk. So crawl on your stomach, get in the house. And then crawl on your stomach and get out of the house. You can still get in. So the question, who's right? Rav Chama said, "Bedina kama akiv," that the guy upstairs is definitely within his rights. Definitely within his rights. He says, "It's your problem." But you know, the guy downstairs says, "Negotiate better." When is all this talking about? When is it talking about if the guy upstairs allows the guy downstairs to live there, for example, that the upstairs beams did not come down below 10 tefachim. Now 10 tefachim is pretty low, so he tells him, "Crawl in, crawl out." But if those beams fell down below 10 tefachim, the guy downstairs says, your house is in my house. Because 10 tefachim is my reshus, and your house is within my house. And I'm not indebted to keep you my house, your house into my property, so therefore you're going to have to allow me to demolish and so on. Bahani Mili, all of this is talking about. Sorry? If he's going to demolish the whole house, here's the machlekes already in Poskim, what happens? In other words, do you still have to give the whole rigmarole as before? Here, no, you have to give you nothing because you are not letting me live and you have an amarchayis. You have to help me build the whole house. Omalei, where are we? Bahani Mili, when do we. Yeah, a hole in the floor. But there was a mask in the seicher. And machlekes of two guys upstairs. Yeah. Yeah. That's right. We had the rave of four amos. Hanimili, ask the Gabi Adodi. When is all this talking about? They didn't make any preconditions. Aval asnu gabi hadodi. If they made preconditions and they clearly said, "Look, if my house sinks, we're going to break the house and build it again." If you made up those conditions, yisasiru banu. Let's say we make conditions that if my house sinks, we're going to rebuild it. What's the definition of sinks? Ad kam. Omru Rabbonon Kamei, the Rabbo Mashmei, the Mazutra, Rebbe Nachman. The Rabbon said before Rabbi, the name of Mazutra, the son of Nachman, the Amma Mashmei Nachman, the name of his father. You know what the dimensions of a normal living quarter is? Like we can learn later on when you sell a house. So ideally, what should an architect build? An interesting dimension, which no one does today, but maybe old houses were done. That Roimai, the height of the house, should be Kechatzi Orkai. This is the formula. Kechatzi Orkai. You take the length and the width. So you take it's a half to by in parentheses the L by the W, and that is what equals H. So for example, if the length is 20 amos and the width is 10 amos, so you add them up together, it's 30. So half of that is 15. That's how high the ceiling should be. In other words, not like we have to face very low ceilings. It should be very high ceilings. And you walk into old buildings, you see the ceiling high. But actually, the rooms were pretty big also. Amalu Rabba, Rabba says, Lava Milchu, did I once tell you, like Titlebe Buki Siruki, don't put empty vessels, but Rab Nachman, what a normal house has to be such high ceilings? So then, so the question is, so what is considered sinking? Hocher Rab Nachman, Nachman said, like people normally live, a normal height. And what's that? If a person can bring in his bundle of reeds and mechuzah, and he can turn around in the room. In other words, a normal person height might be 6 feet or 5.5 feet. Put a bundle on his shoulder and easily turn or spin around the room. That is the height.
Daily life.
So listen, we appreciate whenever you're here. Appreciate whenever you're here.
It's his birthday.
Today? Oh, May Shvat.
Not today.
Not today.
Kafka's Tavis.
Ah. Okay. Okay, who gavra? We're up to Zayin Malava. Who gavra? There was a person who started doing Nashad. A person, and that'd be Bonny Ashisa. He decided to build a wall, Achayre Kvide Chavre, right behind the window of his friend. So the owner of the house, Reuven, who owns the house, and Shimon's the one who placed the wall and blocked the windows. Amalei said, "Come, I fell at the lie. You're making it dark." Amalei, I'll tell you what I'll do. So I'll block your windows here. I'll fill your windows. I will give you new windows above my wall, so you'll have plenty of sunlight. I have a wall, a sturdy wall. If you're going to start drilling holes in my wall to create new windows, you're going to weaken the entire wall. I'll tell you better. I will demolish your wall until this section where the holes are. So I'm not drilling holes in the wall, because I'm going to demolish that whole section of the wall. And I will rebuild that section of the wall. And I will make you new windows. And that wall that's above my wall. Amalei, he said to him, it doesn't help. Ashisa metato atika. If you have a wall, the bottom part is old and the top part is new. Like kaima, it's not sturdy, you know, it shifts over time. Amalei, I'll tell you what, I'm so generous. I'll offer satarnala adla ada. I will demolish the entire wall down to the ground. Ubaninala, and I will rebuild it. And I'll make you windows. Amalei, he said to him, Chodo Ashisa, one have one new wall in the house, with Chodot, a new one, Bekule Beis Atika, and the remaining walls in the house are old, like Kaima won't exist. Amalei, so the guy who's being generous, obviously he's a well-to-do guy, said, Satano Lekule Beis, you know what, I'll demolish your entire house, Ubanina Lekvi Biminyan, I'll build you a brand new house just to lift your windows, so that I can have my wall here. And so on. Amalei, Lesley Duchte Lemedeba, said that before, where am I supposed to live in the meantime? Amalei said, I'll rent you a new place. Amalei letarachta, it's a pain in the neck to pack up and move. Why should I? Amalei avchama bedinka ma'akir avchama says, the guy who lives there has every right to say, I don't want to move out because you want to have a wall. I'm not mechuyev to move. Freddy, want to hide now? Isn't this the same principle we have on top of the page? That you, because you want to do something, you cannot force me to join in, even if you offer me premises, or temporary premises. What do we need this din for as well? So the Gemara Hakamashlon, and here's the Chiddush as well. The Afagav, even though we're not talking, you're blocking my sunlight, but I'm not living here. All I'm placing here is straw and wood, firewood. So I don't even live here all the time. I just come and spend my days here doing my work. From Desvegan. Nevertheless, you can say, I don't need matriach to move, to take out my wood and my straw. What happened? The guy says, I'll hire you workers who remove all the wood and straw. There's no tirch on your part at all. Does it come to a stage where we say that's midas doim, you know, enough? The guy's offering so many things and it costs you nothing and there's no headache whatsoever. You know, you have to relent. I don't know. Says, what about okay, we'll start with Rashi next one. Hanu Beit Treyachi, they were two brothers, the Palgi Bahadodi, they divided an estate. Chad, one of them, Matya, ended up with Ispalida with a nice palace. The Chad, another one, Matya, ended up Tabitza with a nice garden that was right in front of his palace. and the sunlight from the garden went straight into the house. The guy who had the garden went, he built himself a wall, right in front of the palace. He said to him, the guy from the palace said, "Come, I fell it alive. I have a right to sunlight." Till now we're talking about privacy, but now we're talking about sunlight. I have a right to sunlight, and you're blocking my light. Amalei, they're going to have. We have both laws. Also, fences between properties. Amalei said to him, "Bididi kabinin, it's not your business. I'm building the wall on my own section." So, what kind of tine is that? Says Durashi. East Belida, right in the middle of the page. Right in the middle of the big words. Belida, Trakling Yofa, nice palace. Tarabitsa, Gina, Garden, Shebetzada, Trakling on the side of the palace. And that's where the sunlight came. So he said to him, "But then I'm not Benina, Bishali, Ani, Boina, I'm building my own side." No, what kind of time is that? Va'ato, Eilach, Alai, Cheskas, Oida, Shoshon, Shonim. The Hashta, Huda, Palginu. So Rashi makes a big chiddush. You only have a tine of sunlight because you have a chazaka that you had sunlight. But what's the taicha chazaka? Even though yesterday we had over the 6 shittas what the taicha chazaka is, straight away, 30 days, 3 years, whatever. But the chazaka of light, the Rashi says it's 3 years, and we only just divided it, split it 2 months ago. So you don't have a chazaka of 3 years. In other words, when do you have a tine of light? Only if you have a chazaka. But you have that you're entitled to the light, and the chazaka is just like the property, 3 years. Which would seem that the Rashi would hold that cheskas tashmish, this is like a cheskas tashmish, would be on all the cases we had before, like the shitta, like later on, Tesla, the shitta is of 3 years, not 30 days, a straight lalter. Clearly, Rashi says that. Clearly. We'll soon see Tesla argues completely, but let's see in a second. Omer Abchame. That's Hezek, you're a Mazik. A Mazik is different. So here, the way Rashi is learning it, it's not a case of Mazik. Taking away your sunlight, I'm not being Mazik you. I'm just taking away a right of yours. So the question is, do you have that right? So Rashi treats sunlight very different than invasion of privacy. Invasion of privacy, you're actually hurting me. Here, I'm taking away convenience. So I'm not hurting you, but you have a right. So let's talk about rights. What's a right? A right is if you did something for 3 years and the other guy didn't complain. It was Meichu. But now you have no rights yet. The Gemara Amar Rav Chama Chama says, "Bedin Kamale, it's a valid taina. Before we do today, let's finish the sugya. Amale, Rav Ashi, Maishna, I don't understand why it's a valid taina. How is it any different? Mahoda Tan, we learn. Shnei Achin Shecholku, two brothers divide a state. Echad Mehen Notles, they carried, and one guy ended up with a vineyard. Ve'echad Mehen Notles, they love the guy took with an ordinary field. Of Graf Tfua, Yeshloi Lebal HaKerem Dalet Amiz B'Sedei Lavan. That the Bal HaKerem automatically is entitled to encroach on the property that the one who ended up with the Tfua, a distance of 4 Amis. Because we know when it comes to vineyards, you need space of 4 Amis to take your plowshares to go all around the vineyard. Sha'amanas Ken Choku. When they divide, as if they, even though it wasn't spoken about, it's as if this is a given. So why should the house be a different house? Needs sunlight. So even though I didn't live here 3 years, shouldn't I be entitled, the owner of the palace, when he got the house, should automatically get the rights to sunlight? All of the lay, he says, no, there's no automatic rights. You know, in the case of the vineyard that he was entitled to 4 amos to encroach on the property, the olula hadodi, he actually paid. A vineyard is worth more, is more valuable than just an ordinary farmland. So therefore, he had to pay for it. And that payment included the ability to work his vineyard. He gave him that 4 extra amos. I will hoch over here for the Gemara. What are you saying over here? My, all I did here was there was no money changing hands. One guy ended up with a palace, one guy ended up with a garden. Are you talking about idiots over here? The high shokel is plead of a high shokel tabitza. That this guy ended up with a palace worth a fortune. This guy ended up with a garden. Allah dodi and no money change hands. Surely the guy who received the house had to pay some compensation to the guy in the garden, including the compensation should have been the rights for sunlight. So the Gemara, Amalei nihi da olila hadodi. True, he paid extra, but it was expressly said that the may livni kishudi vahudri for the materials. He paid because he got bricks, he got beams, I mean, all the materials to make up this mansion. But the Me'avirulola Dodi, ear rights, sun rights, and airspace and all that, that was not dealt with, that wasn't even considered, and therefore it's not automatically included unless they actually said so. But he still has an argument. The guy of the house has an argument. The deal was, I ended up with a palace and you end up with a garden. The definition of a palace is that it has big sunscreen, sunlight, sun windows, and therefore I'm able to sit in these rooms, in the sun rooms, and you took it away from me. So I no longer have a palace. I have a dungeon. When we divided the state, I was meant to end up with a palace. What you ended up here is a dark room, like a cave. What is this? So therefore, that should be my taina. So that means you have to give me back my son. Like, when I said palace, I didn't explain, describe a palace. A name palace. If this building is still called, if people would still call this building a palace, even though there's a wall there and the sun doesn't manage to get into the front part of the house, but people still call it a palace, and that's what it is. You still got your palace. It's a name. And when we had the Gemara previously, you know, I told you I sell you a base kud, and ended up, base kud 30 saw, ended up being a lot less than that. If that's what people call that parcel of land, that size parcel of base kud, I sold you the name. I didn't, it wasn't a description. It wasn't a definitive description. It was a name. And the name you got. And Gemara said right here, Mila Tanya, didn't we learn previously? I'm selling you a base kud. So even though it's half a base kud, it's only 15. So he giyu, the deal's a deal. Why? I sold you a name. Provided, who the miskadi base kud? This parcel, this size parcel, people call it a base kud, even though it isn't. Or pardes, I'm selling you a pardes. A pardes is maybe pomegranates, an orchard. Alpha bishayim bered moin. A pomegranate. He gives you the deal. I wear my pomegranates. Shalei mochel el shma. I sold you the name. Vehudim is kadei pardes. This town, that's what they call a pardes. There are no pomegranates there. That's the name. Kedem ani moich. I'm selling you a vineyard. Alpha bishayim bered finally. No grapes there. He gives you shalei mochel el shma. Vehudim is kadei karmel. As long as when these vines grow, even though they don't grow any grapes, people call it a vineyard, and that's it. No, that's what he's saying here. That's what he's saying here. So we're talking about the other case. Yeah, but so over there we're talking about the actual grapes. If they're actual grapes, why should you get the 4 ounces? Yeah, but if there was no grapes, only by grapes you need that ability. So if it's just shmo, then maybe it doesn't get the 4 ounces. Because that shmo doesn't need 4 ounces. Rashi, Dalad, Amos, why does the vineyard get 4 Amos? Lavoid is a kerem for the work of the vineyard. They used to plow it with the cows. Don't you pay extra? You had to pay some excess money to the kerem because a kerem is more valuable than a gina, than a shleilavan. A kerem by the mishkal, automatically, if he paid for it, he has to be able to work it, and therefore he was entitled to 4 Amos. So the house where he didn't pay extra to get the palace, he took the share of garden, by his bond, not didn't take the extra money. Okay, let's say that what he paid for the bricks, but what about the fact that you saw me, I took a palace, and I ended up with a cave, cheder off a dark room, and I gave the money to have an ispolida. So Shmo Baalma, im is pleader Shmo. If people still refer to this building as a palace, Afa Pisha in the Kesharis pleader, like Bartel Shmo, is his name. Beis Kul if he chesma sasayim kechatsa mishkuna. Beis Kul is according to chesma of 100 am by 50 am. Let's just do this twice there. Amal Evidili Kabinina. So Rashi learned Pisha Kuntris. Ata ein lechalai cheskasoyda. You have no claims about the sunlight. Al shal shalashanim because you weren't here 3 years yet. That's what Rashi learns. So it says, I can't believe it. Tay says, I believe that denying sunlight is not a right. It's a mazik. It's damage. If I cannot see what's going on in the room, you're damaging me. Taking away sunlight is damaging me. So why? Who cares if 3 years and not 3 years? You have no right to block my light. The tema shahayu yochol lahafilo alav. You have a right, but just to go make a dark shalehele betrak l'oyda klal. Shouldn't have any light. It's not a right. You have no right to cause me harm. Exactly. You can't have a vineyard. Yeah, a house without light is not a house.
It's part of this structure, but not something.
Yeah, or maybe more than that, you're being mazik me. He's saying what? I only paid for the brick, but I didn't pay for the sun and for the air. The bays below oida in the shavu klum. It's a house without light, just like a house needs wall. The house needs light without light. Remember, especially in those days, with no electricity. How do they cope? So Rabbi, so Tais comes up the whole loop shot. She split the. You know, I tell you, no, Tais is arguing that she holds that you're not allowed to block sunlight. No, nothing with rights. You're not allowed to build a wall. Even though I moved in yesterday, I just built it. You can't come along and build a wall there. No boss. It's talking about the owner of the Spalida has fields out yonder. And from his sunroom, he puts on binoculars, he can see the fields. But now you build the wall, you're obstructing my line of vision. I can no longer see my fields. Now I got to step all the way out there to see what's happening. If I want to see any intruders there, any wild animals, you know, roaming around my field, you block me. Now that is not called damaging, because it's not an automatic right of my house that I should be able to see, you know, a half a kilometer away. So therefore, there is a question of rights. That I, you know, was this area open? Like, you know, these buildings that can see the water, and suddenly another day another building comes up and blocks your view. You can't see the ocean anymore. That's what this is more like. He could have seen the Sadeisha Derechatabitza over the garden. He was overlooking his fields with the Ka'amba, my fellow to lie. When he said making it dark, not literally making it dark, you're preventing me. I can no longer see my fields. The Karle Nami Idroina. He refers to it as an Idroina. It's like a dark room. Because a dark room, you can't see too far. I can't see too far. I can't see beyond the wall. The next Gemara will learn. The same, I have no rights of windows. When Tesis holds by right, you definitely have right to sunlight. It means seeing a distance. Then the Rishon says, I don't understand Rabbein Tam. Rabbein Tam has a nice shot, but the Gemara's flow, then how does the Gemara compare it to Avodas HaKedem? The four Amos around the Kedem is something that you need for a Kedem. The light in the house, you need for a light. To see the fields over there, I need for the house. The house needs the ability to see. I'm half a mile away. How does the Gemara compare? What's the Gemara come to Taina? Maishnam Avodas HaKedem. It's very simple, the difference. You don't have to come up with this whole thing, Olu La Dodi money. It's very simple. A Kedem needs to be able to work 4 Amos around it. So therefore...
If a guy sells a tree, you say he has actually sold some ground around it to the other tree.
A drop, only a drop, yeah. Yeah. Exactly. We'll see later. There's a whole thing of moicher buying, yoffer moicher buying, ro moicher. You have to, for example, if I sell your house and I sell you the path to get to the house, you machleich b'kiva and the tanakama there. We can't read the Ma'alek Pod, the Ma'ishnam Hodatan, your Hosavadi Shadal Damas, there you have 4 Amos, it's necessary. I will hochazel, it's a splitty. A palace does not need to exist as a palace in order to see half a kilometer away. Mushim Hochabadin Kamalek, Mara should have said that the neighbors have every right to say, too bad. The needle is, so the needle follows up like Rashi, but not like Rashi. He said, we're talking about light here, sunlight. But it's a right rather than an infringement. Why is it a right? The needle, the vada hoya maifel over, you made it dark. Now, what I didn't tell you was, there's a big machlek is showing him the definition of the word is splita. Rashi learns splita means a house. Rabbeinu Tam learns splita, sorry, Rabbeinu Chanan learns splita means a cave. The Ri learns is polita means a porch. Now a porch, different than a house, is open on all sides. So what you did by putting the wall there is you blocked one of the sides. I still have light coming in from the other sides. I still can see, but that's not before. You know, my room was saturated with light. Now it's no longer saturated with light. That's my time. So it's not anymore an infringement. You're not being mazing me. I can still see, but you took away my right. That's why it's a question of rights here. God, still plenty of light. We say that you have to distance the wall 4 Amos to make it dark. It shouldn't be completely dark. Actually, but if I can see, even though you darken a little bit, that's all right. You're allowed to darken a little bit, only if you darken completely.
Why don't you yashin the right from your father to your
Rishon? That's the next one. Shemhachi kardle idroina, they call a dark room. Compared to what a port should be, this is considered a dark room. That's why they didn't pay extra, because this is for the porch, not for the house. Okay, back to the Gemara. Ask Moshe's question. The Gemara, I don't understand. How can you compare? Why can the Moshe Elikeh, I sold you a base kura, who cares? That's what this parcel is called. When I divided with you, my father's rights, whatever rights my father had, I continued to have. He had windows with no blockages, no obstructions. I'm entitled to that as well. Omnulay, they said to him, Mayunuka Makshisha. Here's a famous taste. It's Machlekis. Mayunuka means, let's say, junior, Makshisha is senior. Who is Yunuka? They were Breda Chisan Chizda. Taisus here learns that Mayunuka, interesting, Rashi learns Mayunuka was the younger one and Makshisha was the older one. Yunuka means, you know, junior, and Kshisha means older. And but Yunuka was a bigger Talmud Chacham, so his name comes first. Taisus didn't like that. Why is Yunuka's name first? Taisus learns that he was called junior because he was born when his father, Chizda, was young. And Makshisha is called Kshisha because his father was old. But that's why he's named first, because it goes according to chronological. Ravashi Nadoi il Tamayu. He said, "No, you want to know why he can't have a tiny about his father? Because Nadoi, Rav Chama from Nadoi, they are consistent with Shmuel, who's also from Nadoi. What's the story? Amram Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Ha'achin Shecholku, brothers divided an estate. The brothers can't say, oh, I want to have all the rights that my father had. Ein lehen lo derech ze al ze. They don't have, let's say this guy took a field to the north and this guy took a field to the south. And when the father was alive, he would go to the field in the north via the field, trespass to the field of the south, because he owned all the fields. He can't think, so now when they split, the guy in the north says, no, I want to continue going through your property to get to mine. And the guy says, no, nope, too bad. The guy in the north said, but my father used to go this way. The guy says, too bad. Now we're splitting it and we're splitting. So we see Nadoi doesn't accept this taina that we have to follow what our father did. And why takanat? Why? So Taisa the Svari is because we follow Rabbi Akiva who says moicher ba'ayin yofa moicher. When you sell, and Taisa learns that when two brothers divide an estate, it's like each one selling to the other one. So when the field in the north sold the field in the south to the brother in the south, he sold him with everything, including the path that he used to have, that he used to use to go to his property. He sold it now to the guy in the south, so therefore he has no rights to it anymore. Because moicher ba'ayin yofa moicher. That's why. Because we'll see the Gemara sugya later. Says more right. I can't have a taina. You're blocking my light. There's no taina here. So is it clear for me that what? That you're allowed to build a wall to block my light? According to Rashi, completely. According to the Ri, partially by a porch. According to Bein Tam, to block my, obstruct my view. And you can't taina over my father because when I gave you the property, I gave you all the rights that I had in it before. I just gave it to you because meicher ba'ayin yofa meicher. Let's say one guy took the downstairs and the yard, and the other guy took the upstairs. And how did the father go upstairs by putting the ladder on the in the yard and climbing upstairs? He can no longer automatically do that. But he can't automatically do that because he doesn't have those rights. The yard belongs to the guy downstairs. Let's say that the water used to go from one field and then he used to direct it to his field. He cannot go through the other guy's field. Oh, my father used to take the water through your field to mine. The other guy said, too bad. It's my field now. But he's ordered, man, and you should be follow these rules. Halacha is kvua saying these are fixed rules. And Rava disagrees. He says, yes, Len, I disagree with all this. The son does have the right to say, because the brothers are not like, look, they're not buyers. They each one, they yashin the state exactly the way their father used to, they inherited the way their father used to live there.
You decide which one's the meicher.
Each one is a meicher. Each one is a meicher to the next guy. So the guy in the south, what he gave to the north was everything in the north. Even though the guy in the south had some rights, he gave it all up. And the guy in the north sold everything. Each brother is a look at. In fact, we had...
contradict the rights? Because
no,
selling.
No, because if a guy sells a house, he lives in a house, and he had a property all around it, and he sold the property all around it, Rabbi Akiva holds, he doesn't automatically, he has to fly to his house. He can't just walk through the property, because when you sold that property, you gave him all the pre-existing rights you had. Same thing with the estate.
Right, but then the guy in the garden is also treated as if he sold the house.
Yeah, 100%. So you can't go through my field to yours.
But, no, but he gave him the path. That's what he's saying.
No, he didn't. No, I'm giving you the north. I didn't give you the south. I'm selling you the north, and in the north, where I'm selling you any rights that I had in that property previously, I'm giving up. And you're selling me the south, and any rights that you had, you're relinquishing. So if you come to me at the time now, but our father used to walk through your garden to get to your field to get to mine. Too bad, you gave it to me. You want it, you have to pay for it.
Because it's anya from your part. Oh,
that's right. Each one gave part. Up, relinquished the rights that they had in the other person's property. That's all. Okay. Inviting him out. Another case of Rav Chama. We had a bunch of dinner with Rav Chama. I was talking to the Yasmin. He signed off the tavra. There was a receipt that came out. What happened was, this is the story. What happened was that the father was alive. He produced a shtar yomi money, and the guy didn't say anything. And now he died, and the children came to collect the money, and the borrower produced a receipt. We will not collect with this shtar, but neither will we rip it up. I understand why you don't collect with the shtar the nafik tavra, like he produced a receipt. Why don't you rip it up? Says the Gemara, no, why? The chigadli yasmi, because when these orphans will grow up, dilma maiserai, maybe they can go out and prove that this receipt is fraudulent. What's halacha? All of these discussions we are telling halacha Rav Chama lebar mitavra. Except this thing of the receipt. The sad the bishakir loy machzakinin. Why are you going to assume if you have a receipt with two witnesses signing it that it's fraudulent? Why would you even think that? No. So the Gemara, however, Mazut Rei Rav Mori Yomah, Baha Nami Yichad Rav Chama, will pass Rav Chama. You know why? Because it means it's in the special circumstance I just told you that that when the father produced the shtar, you owe me money, the guy never produced the receipt. Now, when the father died and the children produced the shtar, suddenly he produced a receipt that was written in the time to the father. So that's suspicious. Why didn't you produce it to the father? Because the father knew it was a lie. So he didn't produce it. Now the kids, how do they know? So we don't trust you. The meets at the top of the mouth, you have a good receipt. Why didn't you produce it when the father was alive? When he didn't produce it, it's fraudulent. So the Mishnah, we force each other to build. But now we're talking about two houses next to each other. I'm talking about a number of houses in the chaser and a number of chaseros in a mavi. The way it was a few houses shared one courtyard, and the courtyard, there are a number of courtyards that went into a mavi that was, let's say, that was a dead end, and then this mavi, this street, spilled out of Dershus Rabim. So we can force each other. If you refuse to accept, leave noise to build a base shah. What exactly is a base shah? So the Rashi of Beis and Beis told us a base shah was that to get into the chutzah, they had the Rashi here says a gatehouse. There Rashi says semicircle, they had to build some kind of a closing on the other side. It was wide open. That's called a beis shah. That closes the people in the street shouldn't look inside. Here Rashi learns it means a god house.
It's kind of like what the Mishkan had. Because the Mishkan had that what do you call it? Mosach.
Yeah.
So you couldn't walk straight to the Mishkan.
That's right. Exactly. The block, yeah. Rashi learns it's a god house. We would sit there and make sure that people don't stop and look inside the chatzah. So he said, they always had security guards in those days. And also a door for the gate of the chatzah to close it. Depends. Some chatzahs are entitled, some are not, as we'll soon see. Now, for the entire city, we need to build a chaima wall with the lasayim and doors, a briach and a lock, and everyone has to contribute. Rav Shimon says, not all the cities entitled to it, and we'll soon see when. This is in the gate. It's Dukkan and Marchitin talk about it in many places in Halacha. How long should a person be living in a city before he's considered a denizen of that city? So the Mishnah says, Stam, you beis chaydish, 12 months. If you purchase there a house, you consider a denizen of that city immediately, straight away. What about if you didn't buy a house, but you already stated clearly your plans are to stay here permanently? Is that what's the vort? Dafka if you bought a house, or the vort is that the buying house tells us that you plan to stay there. So if you made it clear that you're going to stay here because you married a local girl, and you're not going anywhere, so you know, how do we treat you then? Says the Gemara, so we have a right to levy all of these taxes on you. The Memra, first the Gemara says, comes out from here, the Beisha Ma'ai, the fact that I can coerce my neighbors to contribute to this guardhouse or to lock up the chutzah is a good thing. There was a famous chassid, Reb Shela. The Ragil Elio was accustomed to having Mishtoi Bahadeh, he would come and learn with him. Other Ba Beisha, he once built a Beisha, but Sulay Mishtoi Bahadeh, he refused to come and learn with this chassid. Why? Because he now the poor people can no longer get in to collect. You don't let Mishalachim in? If you don't let Mishalachim in, that's a terrible thing. So the Gemara says, how can you, are you going to force me to build a Beishar when it's a bad thing? Like Kasha. Gemara gives a number of answers. Not a problem. Answer number one, Ha Migavoi, Ha Mebroi. If the Beishar is on the inside, then. If the Beishar is on the inside, so then the door of the chutzah closes off and the poor man can scream. The Beishar is like a second layer. The guy is standing by the door to the chutzah. Then you have a Beishar, and then you have the chutzah. Because it's like two walls between the outside and the rest of the chutzah, nobody will hear the Ani shouting. But if in the Mibroi, then he can walk into the Beishar. It wasn't closed off. He can walk into the Beishar and scream. All you had is one wall. People can hear. Oh, Mishul Chazal, let's open the door. Ha Mibroi. Tasteless just for kept, but that's how the boy say, my other say, hova, home broi, both of them talking about outside. Well, like Kasha, hodi islay delis, hodi lesidas. If there's no door, he can walk right inside and scream and you can hear him. But if there's a door, so then he can't go anywhere, he has to stand by there. So there's two walls, and therefore it's blocking, he can't hear him. Bad thing. There's a door. If there's an opening, he can just walk right inside. Who cares if there's a door? He can walk inside. Then that's all right. There is no opening. And therefore, yeah, Ibai say, there's an opening, and the key's on the inside. If the lock is, the only way you can get in and out is from the inside, and the only cannot get in, there's two layers of walls, you're blocking, you're obstructing his shouting and screaming, so then it's a bad thing. From the outside. So the Gemara writes, "Koisin noisa lila beishar with the chotzer." Tanya, Rishim Golaim, the loy kol chotzer lila beishar. Not every chotzer requires a beishar. The chotzer hasmucha l'shusarab. If you look in the a picture of a mavi, so you have, let's say, the shusarab. Then you have a mavi that spills out of the shusarab, which is a mavi. Let's say she'ain mefulish. It's a cul-de-sac. Off this cul-de-sac, you might have, you know, four or five chotzeres on the right side, four or five chotzeres on the left side. So the very outer chotzer, which is exposed to shusarabim, they're the ones that can feel that the shusarabim are looking inside. Once you're inside the street, people in shusarabim generally don't go into a cul-de-sac. Why would they go there? They don't traverse there. So therefore, the people on the inside are not really threatened by the shusarabim. There's no invasion of privacy. So you have no. You want to build a wall of pleasure or door, but you have no right to force your neighbors. The only ones that have a right are the ones contiguous to shusarabim. Like kol chatzedes ru'i
l'shan. Israel has a law with the lift. But the higher your apartment is, the more you got to pay.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing.
Yeah, this will see interesting and more very similar. See me. Ela chatzed asmuchus shadab meruila beishar shel shadab meinu shel beishar. But Rabbanan, how can Rabbanan hold that inu chatzedes also have to contribute? Zimnin the dochki b'neidu shel shadab mein va'il vasa. It does happen that people, if the shadab is very crowded, people might walk into the cul-de-sac to take a rest or a breather, and they're looking inside. So everybody in that chatzed is affected. Koyfin noitz a leader to build a city. But Hashem Elohim, like kol ayodu lechayim, not every single city requires a wall. Ela ira smuchel asfar. If you're in Israel, and you're a border town city, okay, you're threatened by the goyim. You need a wall. Where's the wall between Eretz Yisrael and the Palestinians? We don't have a wall in the middle of Eretz Yisrael. Ru lechayim. But she'enu smuchel asfar. It's not adjacent to the border. Ainu ru lechayim. Nu rabbanon zimnin de makro va'asig geisa. It could be that the mortars will come into the land, so therefore you need a wall. Every city would like to have a wall. They feel more secure and more confident, so they can force all their citizens to contribute. Now, you have an interesting shaila. When we collect for this wall, how do they raise the money? Do you go? Every family, one family has 10 kids. Let's say generally on the whole, around the world, a poorer family has a larger, usually larger families, people who are lower in the financial economic scale than those who are wealthier. The wealthy ones can't afford more than two kids, and the poorer ones somehow or another manage to have 10 kids. So what happens, how do you pay for this wall? In other words, what's the main purpose of the wall? Is the main purpose of the wall to protect their assets, or is the main purpose of the wall to protect their self? If the main purpose of the wall is to protect itself, then we look at the nefashas. So this family has 10 souls, you got to pay 10 parts. This family is 4 souls, you got to pay 4 parts. Either this family is 10 times richer than mine, irrelevant. But if it's mainly for the assets, that's what we're here to protect, they're not really going to kill us, they just want to plunder and pillage the city, so then you got to pay according to the finance. That's the question. When people are counting, what are the main purpose of the Sainim, of these armies? To conquer and kill the citizens, or conquer the land and take over all of its assets? I believe that Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Yechon says it goes according to Mammon because they're out primarily to take money. And Loza, my son, Rabbi Yechon, son of Loza, put nails there and say, this is the halacha and don't budge from this. Okay. Ikanam is another version. Boy, Menei Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon, Kishen Goivin, when they collect. Different question altogether. That is, even if it's assets, but within assets itself, there are those who are right next to the border, and those are further in. The gangsters, whatever it is, will come and attack the houses that are close to the border, come in, plunder and pillage, and then run away. So those houses are more affected by being exposed than the houses inside the city. So maybe they should be paying more for this wall than inside. How does it work? There's a big machlekes, and showing them how to learn this. So is it a combination of the two? The way Taisa learns over here is it's a combination of the two, which means like this, that within the poor, there's two socioeconomic scales, the poor and the rich. So you definitely go according to the money. Within the money, now you go according to Kiddush Batim. Within the rich, how to decide the riches, whatever the scale was. Within the rich, those who are closer to the border have to pay more, and those who are further pay less. And within the poor, now you should know we have the same kind of issue when it comes about, I think Shalom talks about hiring chazan for Rosh Hashanah. And you can force everybody in the shul to pay for the chazan. Who pays more? You go according to nefashas, or according to the wealth. How does it work? According to how many people in the family, or according to the wealth, and so on and so forth. It's the same concept as over here.
Many years ago, I went to the CPL, I was studying. So I took out the magazine of the Israeli Accounting Association, whatever it's called. So they bought the Rishon, I think it was Chavos Das or Chavos Yoel, about the protection money they had to pay in Europe to the Goyim.
Yeah, yeah, it's
right. Was it the protection of the Foshes?
Same, it's all based on this.
Foshes, or was it protection of the property? Yeah. That's the time more.
Think about it, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, if we had Mura Boy Dazar, is not Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, this is Rabbi Yehuda Nasi's grandson. So he was a grandson, and he, that's why it says Nasiya, which is Aramaic, rather than Hanasi, which is Hebrew. So Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, Ramad, and he had a big bezin, we're looking at Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, he had a big bezin, they made a lot of decrees. Ramad de Shura ad Rabbanon. He levied a tax on the Rabbanon as well, that they should pay for the wall around the city. Omer Shloki, Rabbi Shloki says, Rabbanon, let's see, there's Rabbanon, they don't require a wall. And they're not so much Samech Hananes, it's more a question of legislation. Others are going to have to step in and pay their costs. How do I know that Rabbanon don't require? Because the Chesiva says, it says in the Pasik, that Esperim, I will count them, Mechol Yirbun, they're more than sand. Esperim, who are we talking about? Elei Mel Tzadikim, the Nefishim Mechol, the more Tzadikim than sand. Hash, the Kulis, or Madach, the Taya, the Agri, the Eden. Chesiva says, Kechol Asher Sazirim, they're like the sand on the border. Tzadikim Atzim, Mechol Yirbun, they're more. They're more than the sand. Sand is a little bit. Megin alayam holds back the water. It doesn't flood the cities. Maseim shatadikim shemurubin. There's so much more. Lekoshkein shemaginim alayim protects them, and they don't have to pay. And Rabbi Yechon has from another pasuk. We'll see tomorrow. Big shock of tayy. Big shock of tayy here is whether. Only terasim umnasim. What's the shem of only terasim umnasim? According to some of the shem, actually, Shulman talks about. Somebody goes in business, but every in his spare time, he learns that's already terasim umnasim, and he does. He's putter from paying all of these taxes.